The 22nd day of the blessed month of Bauna, the consecration of the Church of Saints Cosmas, Damian, their mother, and brothers. On this day, the Church celebrates the consecration of the Church of Saint Cosmas, Damian, and their brothers Antimus, Londius, Abrabius, and their mother Theodata. They were from one of the Arab countries. Their mother feared God and was compassionate and merciful toward strangers and the needy. She became a widow when her children were young. She raised them and taught them the fear of God. Cosmas and Damian studied medicine, and they treated the sick freely. As for their brothers, they went to the desert and became monks. When Diocletian, the emperor of the Roman Empire, ordered that the worship of idols be throughout the empire, he was told that Cosmas and Damian were preaching in the name of the Lord in every city and urging others not to worship the idols. He commanded that they be brought and delivered to the governor of their city, who tortured them with different kinds of tortures. The emperor then asked them about the whereabouts of their brothers. Upon finding out, he brought the brothers and their mother to join the two brothers. He ordered them to raise incense for the idols, but they refused. Then he ordered that the five be squeezed through a wheel. When they experienced no harm, he took them out and cast them in red hot fire for 3 days and nights, then cast them into a hot steaming room. Finally, he placed them on red hot iron beds. Through all of this, the Lord strengthened and healed them. When the governor became weary of torturing them, he sent them to the emperor, who also tortured them. Their mother constantly encouraged them and comforted them. The emperor rebuked her, and she cursed him in his presence, and also cursed his idols. He ordered that her head be cut off, and she received the crown of martyrdom. Her body remained on the ground, and no one dared to bury it because of their fear of the emperor. Saint Cosmas screamed at those present, saying, "Men of the city, is there not one merciful person among you who will cover the body of this poor old widow and bury her?" Straightaway, Victor Ibn Romanus came forward and took the body, shrouded it, and buried it. When the emperor heard what Victor had done, he ordered him to be exiled to Egypt, where he too received the crown of martyrdom. The next day, the emperor ordered the beheading of Saints Cosmas, Damian, and their brothers. They received the crown of life in the kingdom of heaven. After the time of persecution was over, many churches were named for them, where God manifested many signs and wonders. May their intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.